Welcome back to The Check Is In The Mail. Deliberately titled to sound like some sort of PBS program because, hey, that's how I grew up. So, this is part two of Childhood in Chains. The propaganda machine. The Industrial Revolution didn't just need labor. It needed stories to justify the labor they were going to choose. So the propaganda machine roared to life. Factory owners distributed pamphlets praising child labor as character building, claiming it kept children off the streets, taught them discipline, and would help the families to stay afloat. These arguments worked. Children lost their health, access to education, and they lost their lives to machines. Religious leaders joined the chorus, preaching that hard work was morally righteous. In Victorian England, idle hands were the devil's workshop. For poor families, sending children to work became a way to prove their faith in God. Even scientists got in on the act. Social Darwinists argued that children were naturally suited to labor, framing their exploitation as part of a survival of the fittest process. These ideas weren't just wrong, they were dangerous. Popular culture played its part too. Stories, paintings, advertisements depicted children as industrious little workers. The image of a child carrying coal or weaving thread became a symbol of progress, not of exploitation. Of course, not everyone bought into the myth. Writers like Charles Dickens exposed the horrors of child labor in works like Oliver Twist. But these voices were drowned out by the relentless and well-funded propaganda machine. This propaganda didn't just justify child labor. It changed how society viewed childhood itself. The myth became a tool to strip protections from children, and its effects linger today. So, in our next episode, we're going to explore how this myth evolved into modern narratives about childhood and why its echoes are so dangerous. This myth wasn't just a lie, it was a tool, and it worked. And it still works. But we can break it by understanding how it was built. Access to education threatens industrial capitalism. They don't want to give people the tools to destroy them. And that makes sense. And we should think about it. See you next time.